With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. New cases of whooping cough have health officials urging residents to take advantage of vaccination clinics. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Ministry of Health says the new cases of pertussis, commonly known as whooping cough, show the disease is still spreading locally and continued preventative measures are needed to reduce the risk of further spread. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolfe.
Although current disease activity does not indicate widespread community transmission, preventing exposure among infants and other high-risk groups remains a priority. We encourage the public to follow public health guidance and ensure vaccinations are up to date.
She says the current response efforts are focused on reducing the public health impact of the outbreak while protecting those most vulnerable.
The ministry and the public health department will continue to work closely with healthcare providers, schools, and community partners to monitor disease activity, support case management and contact follow-up, promote vaccination, strengthen public awareness, and ensure that appropriate measures remain in place to respond to any changes in the epidemiological situation.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez, has stressed that whooping cough is a vaccine-preventable disease.
Yet, we continue to see cases in the community, particularly among infants who are not yet fully protected through vaccination. The continued identification of cases serves as an important reminder that immunization, early recognition of symptoms, and following public health advice remain critical components of our response.
He says routine school-based DPAP vaccination activities continue across local schools as part of the National Immunization Program. Whooping cough is a highly contagious respiratory illness that spreads through coughing, sneezing, and close contact with an infected person. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Extra clinics will be held this Saturday at the Public Health Department Clinic at the Smith Road Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then again on July 11th at the West Bay Health Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and August the 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Bodentown Health Center. The clinics are particularly intended for adolescents around 14 years of age who may be due for their routine Tdap booster. In other local news, after presenting its arguments in Grand Court in June 2025, the power company has learned it's won a judicial review claim against a decision from the Office of the Ombudsman. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
A Grand Court judge has ruled that the Ombudsman acted unfairly in a decision ordering the release of two confidential Caribbean Utilities Company studies. The judicial review centered on a February 2024 ruling that required OFREG to publicly disclose the CUC commissioned reports, one detailing the cost of diesel-generated electricity and another examining how increased solar use would affect future generation costs in the Cayman Islands. The court found that the Ombudsman's decision was procedurally unfair and based on material errors of fact. As a result, the judge has quashed the ruling and sent the matter back to the Ombudsman's office to be reheard in a way that is fair to all parties, the applicant, OFREG, and CUC. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find full judgment online at judicial.ky. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is investigating a suspected banking scam. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
Police say a quantity of cash was stolen from an account at a local financial institution. According to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, one victim received a call from a person who claimed to be associated with their bank. During that call, the victim was asked to provide personal banking information. It was only later that they discovered unauthorized transactions had been carried out on their account. In their June 11th statement, officers set out several steps for the public to follow. They say you should never share your bank account details, card number, PIN, passwords, or any other sensitive information over the phone. They also advise people not to respond to emails asking for personal banking information and instead to contact their bank directly using its official phone number or website. The RCIPS says you should avoid clicking on links in text messages from unknown numbers and be cautious about any requests for banking details sent through social media or messaging apps. apps. If you are unsure whether a request is legitimate, police say you should end the communication and contact your bank yourself using its official contact details. Anyone who thinks they have been targeted by a similar scam or notices suspicious activity on their accounts is urged to call their bank immediately and report it to the Georgetown Police Station on 949-4222. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The National Workforce Development Committee is inviting employers across the Cayman Islands to take part in the Caymanian Employment Survey, an initiative aimed at better understanding employers' experiencing in hiring, developing, and retaining Caymanian staff. Radio Cayman's Paula Kahl reports.
The survey will collect information on the availability of suitably qualified Caymanians, barriers to recruitment and retention, internship and apprenticeship opportunities, entry-level pathways, and ways to strengthen overall workforce development outcomes. Findings will help shape the upcoming National Workforce Development Strategy, ensuring that education, training, and employment initiatives are more closely aligned with the needs of the local labor market. Employers from all sectors are encouraged to participate. Responses will be anonymous and data will be aggregated to prevent identification of individual businesses or respondents. Deputy Chief Officer Daniel Roberts of the Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration said the feedback is considered essential for identifying practical solutions that support both employers and Caymanians seeking meaningful career opportunities. She stated that employer participation will help guide policies and programs that respond directly to the needs of the labor market. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Kahl.
Thank you, Paul. The survey will be available at publicconsultation.gov.ky through the 24th. Sister Islands Police have launched a series of road safety operations after residents raised concerns during recent community meetings with Commissioner of Police, Mr. Kurt Walton. Since the start of June, officers in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman have increased patrols in key areas with particular attention on school zones. So far, 15 traffic tickets have been issued. 6 were for speeding, while the remaining 9 covered offenses including not wearing a seatbelt, illegal window tint, and operating an unlicensed vehicle. Police also arrested 2 men, one on suspicion of drink driving and another for driving without a valid license. A third man received a warning of intended prosecution for a separate traffic matter. Inspector Lang Hall, District Commander for the Sister Islands, says the RCIPS is acting directly on community feedback and will continue these checks until further notice. Drivers across all 3 islands are urged to follow speed limits and exercise caution, especially near schools. Finally, the Youth Services Unit is bringing its Youth Empowerment Symposium to Cayman Brac for the first time tomorrow under the theme Money Matters, Empowerment Through Financial Literacy.
Financial literacy is essential, and we are excited to bring this important Youth Empowerment Symposium to Cayman Brac. We want participants to leave feeling empowered and to make informed decisions about their financial futures.
Head of Youth Services Melanie Brian Waugh tells Radio Cayman the symposium features a school delegates conference for Layman Scott High School students before wrapping up with a young adult evening for 18 to 30-year-olds. Topics will include budgeting, investing, entrepreneurship, and side hustles. You can RSVP at youthservices.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.